Thanks for that introduction. It really speaks to all of us that Jerry was such a great colleague, and both scientifically and personally, he was to many of us real dear, to helped us with our research as well as with our own personal lives and situations. He was really a great guy. At the bottom there is just the breadth of his research covered everything from, you know, looking at soil properties to remote sensing of landscapes and water bodies. He really embodied a lot of the areas of research that's still ongoing today. You know, Jerry, he was really always willing to get his hands dirty and get involved in all the work, you know, from the ground level to help everybody out in collecting the types of data that he got involved in the research. He just wasn't sitting in the lab waiting for the results to come in. He went out there and got the data and worked with everybody there at the field. So it was really great working with him. You know, he did a lot with soils and remote sensing. And here again, you know, he was always out either underground or above ground. He was collecting data and doing the research with his colleagues. And that'll be evident today with a number of talks on the research that Jerry was involved in. You know, and he really did, you know, he wasn't only looking at the point scale processes of the soil or the landscape. He really had an in-depth understanding that you had to tie in spatial information that you could get from remote sensing. And some of his ideas really was the groundwork for a lot of the development of looking at landscape properties with remote sensing. And there are a number of presentations today that's going to reflect that work. For me personally, Jerry was really a mentor. After Walter Rawls retired as research leader in our lab, you know, Jerry was somebody that I could go to early in the morning. He was an early bird like me. In at, you know, by 6 a.m., it was always a competition who was going to make coffee first. He never liked the way I made the coffee, so I think he tried to get there before I did. But in any case, he was always great he was a great listener. He'd sit there and I'd tell him about a situation and he'd always have great advice to tell me, and he'd always say it with a smile. It was great. I really miss him being there. And you know, like I started this talk off, he was always willing to lend a helping hand, and it didn't matter if it was something he was specifically involved in research or he was helping somebody else in their own project. I was trying to find a slide. I had a slide of a picture of Jerry working with us at the Hornada, and we were conducting an intercomparison of some instruments on this bare soil field. And I remember we were setting up all our instruments, and Jerry just came over and said, "Hey, you know, what can I do for you guys?" And we said, "Gee, you know, the field needs to be leveled and raked. Do you mind helping?" And he just got out there with his rake and leveled it out there. There was a, you know, GS-15 senior scientist leveling a field with a rake. And that epitomized, you know, Jerry's attitude about research and helping everyone out.